The HSE will publish a report this morning into the treatment of around 1,300 children who attended the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services over a 3.5-year period up until April of last year. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us now. Pascal, will you remind us why this report was commissioned?
Well, this report was commissioned in April of last year after concerns were raised about prescribing practices of medication, about note keeping on patients' files, and other issues similar to those issues. And the review was initially, there were 50 cases looked at initially, and based on the results from those, this review was commissioned, and it looked at around 1,300 case files of patients who were attending and children who were attending the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services between 2016 and April of last year. And the review has been completed. Very many of the patients and their families, or more than 200 of them, were invited to meetings, individual family meetings in Killarney with the HSE to explain the findings to them in their individual cases. So whereas they will be familiar with the findings of the look back review in their own individual cases, it's only in the next hour when they receive their post or when they log on to the HSE website online that they will discover the sheer scale of what was going on here.
And Pascal, you and other journalists in recent days have been talking to some of the families at the centre of this. What were their experiences as recounted to you?
Well, they recounted, first of all, the difficulties they had in getting appointments, but really they were not and have not been happy with the quality of the service they received once they managed to get appointments. These experiences would predate even the review themselves. So in some respects, they will not have been surprised about what they were told about at those meetings with the HSE last November. In other respects, what they were told about prescribing practices of antipsychotic medication, about notes missing from files, about in some cases entire case files going missing. That is deeply shocking. And we wait to see the detail of the report when it is published by the HSE within the next hour.
And you will be reporting on this across the day. Once the report is published then and the families have had a chance to read it and digest it, what is expected to happen next? Are we in any position to know that at this point, Pascal?
No, we don't know at this point what is going to happen at this stage. Several of the families, dozens of the families, have already consulted, have already taken legal advice with different solicitors. I know that legal proceedings have been issued in some cases, and I think there would be an expectation and a realistic expectation that we will see a raft of lawsuits following on the publication of this report.
Okay, Pascal Sheehy, our Southern editor, many thanks indeed for that.